I'm George Walker. The Ivy Tech Community College presents Jekyll and Hyde. It's April 12th through the 20th. They'll be in the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center's intimate Rose Fire Bay. Russell McGee, who's an audio editor at Big Finish Productions and the on-air promotions producer and coordinator for WTIU Television, is a veteran area director, and he's chosen Nicholas Briggs' adaptation of Robert Louis Stevenson's tale. Russell, most of us know this as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
That, yes.
What's the Jekyll?
The Jekyll is the British pronunciation of the title. That's where that comes from.
What attracted you to this latest adaptation?
Working with Nick Briggs. Nick actually mentioned that he was doing a new adaptation of Jekyll and Hyde, and this was back in 2015 now. I've always been fascinated with the story. I just kept an eye on what he was doing with it. The thing that really drew me to this adaptation over any other is it's a lot closer to the novella than any other adaptation that I've come across. The audience is already in on the know that Jekyll is Hyde. This is set up that it's a mystery. The characters in the world are actually trying to unravel what's going on and why Jekyll's behaving so oddly and taking Edward Hyde under his wing.
Actor Joel Watson is by day a mason and by night a sound designer on the side. Joel, what do you like about playing the good doctor?
This is a dream role for me. The biggest question that I think about in life is the dark side of all of our natures and what that means and why we even have it. We go through life trying to be as happy as possible and trying to make everybody else as happy as possible. And yet we have all these little things within us that drag us down. And there's a balance between acknowledging who we are and getting away from those things. Dr. Henry Jekyll takes an incredibly extreme approach, trying to literally split his soul into two different pieces. And it's just a fascinating way to approach that question. He's afraid of this side of himself, and by trying to take it outside of who he is, he's actually made it worse. He's pushed his family and his friends away. He's achieving literally the opposite of everything that he wants, and he continues to go down this path, and that character is just so fascinating to explore.
There's just one actor who plays Dr. Jekyll, but it takes two to play Mr. Hyde in the Ivy Tech Community College production. Heidi McKeck, a graduate of IU in social work, among other things, and Tyler Waxman, who's actually a theater major at IU.
It's fun. I mean, when I first auditioned, I was like a little confused. Russell was like, you know what? I got an idea. And I was like, what, Russell? He's like, I want a double Hyde. I want you to play Hyde in sync with someone. I was like, okay. So we practiced that together, and it was creepy.
Tyler, how have you decided to split these up?
Russell initially gave us the brilliant idea of looking at the seven deadly sins and actually what instances Hyde kind of embodies these deadly sins. And from there, after finding those in our scenes, we decided to kind of split the sins so she will embody half of them and I will take on the other half. And that's just kind of our flow. In this crazy partnership that we find ourselves in, we both want to have the other shine. We have a very good balance of when it's our time to come out and be in charge of a scene for a moment. The other one really kind of takes a step back and allows that to happen, but never fully leaves the scene. They're always right there waiting to pounce on something else.
Tyler Waxman and Heidi McKeck, who play Hyde, Joel Watson, who plays Jekyll, and the director, Russell McGee, of the upcoming Ivy Tech Community College presentation of Jekyll and Hyde, opens on April 12th and plays through the 20th in the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center's intimate Rose Fire Bay, with performances Friday, Saturday, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm George Walker.